A big part of coming to church is learning how God will respond and react in certain situations. And what we're doing in the ministry is building people's confidence in God, giving you opportunities in School for Life and in our services to know Him, to know His character. And so when a crisis may come or a situation may arise, you will know how God will respond. And how many know that when you're in a crisis, it's better to have confidence than to be worrying? Has worrying or wringing your hands and complaining and griping, has that ever helped your situation? Has it ever made it better? It has never helped me. And in fact, most times it makes it worse. And so it's always important to know what you believe going into some situation rather than trying to figure out when something, you know, a crisis or a situation may happen. And the Bible is our main source of our confidence concerning God. God has written down. Now, I would love to have been there when Jesus walked the earth or to see videos of Jesus or go to one of his meetings. But God, in his wisdom, wrote down what we needed to know about Jesus and put it in his word. And it's so vital to read this word, just like for a candidate, to read those words, to find out what their position is, what they believe, what will they do when they're president. Well, it's the same thing. God wrote down his thoughts, his character, his ways, his will in his word so that we will know how he will respond in any situation. Turn to 1 John chapter 5. I mean, how many know we're living in some dark days? And the Bible says that in Isaiah, the darkness shall cover the earth. But are we going to be swallowed up by the darkness? Is the darkness going to overcome us? So it's good to know Jesus. It's good to know God. He is the light. And when you have light, you can see. And when you have light, you can have direction and know where you're going. But 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, now, this is the confidence. Everybody say confidence. Everybody say it boldly, confidently. Confidence. Confidence. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him. We have in who? In Jesus. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know. I love these words. We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. As believers, God wants us to be confident. He wants us to be bold. He doesn't want us to be sons and daughters that will say, well, you never know what God's going to do. You just never know. It's just a mystery. That's not God's attitude. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to have knowledge. And when you know somebody that has confidence in what they're doing, they just act differently. They have almost a cockiness about them. You know, just because they know that they know, and they know that what they're working on or what they're doing is going to be successful. Well, we as believers can be confident today, but the secret is to find out His will and to find out what He believes concerning whatever the situation. Well, today I want to instill some confidence in you concerning God's will to heal people. I just want to build your confidence in that area today. I want you leaving today believing that God wants you well. I want you to leave here believing that Jesus is your healer. Everybody say that. Jesus is my healer. Jesus wants you well. He wants you whole right now. Now, there are many people today that know Jesus as their Savior, and that's good. To be saved, to be born again, to know when we die we're going to heaven. And that is wonderful. If that's all the gospel was, that would be awesome. But there's so much more to the good news and to the gospel, and we need to know Jesus as our healer. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss out on anything that God has for me. Everything that's in this book, all the promises, I want them in my life. And part of His will for us is health and healing. And so we must be convinced that Jesus bore our sicknesses just as we're convinced that he bore our sins. Turn to Isaiah 53. Aren't you glad for the Word of God today? The Word of God renews our mind, feeds our spirit. In Proverbs, it says it brings health and healing to all our flesh. Not just part, but all our flesh. Isaiah 53 in verse 4. Surely. Not surely the lady you know at work, but surely, truly, for sure. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Anybody that has some knowledge of God's Word, the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And obviously the Hebrew manuscripts were studied and then translated into English. Well, in my Bible, if you look on verse 4, it says, surely he has borne our griefs. In my Bible, it has a little one by the word griefs. And if you look, in my Bible, it has a center column reference. And it does a translation of this word in the Hebrew. And let's see, it means sicknesses. Now, I have what's called a Strong's Concordance. You can go look up this verse. And sure enough, if you look up this word, it has the Hebrew word, but then it has the definition. And the definition is sicknesses. So you could say, and then I wouldn't be taking away from the scriptures here, it says, surely he has borne our sicknesses. Then it says, and carried our sorrows. And in my Bible, it has a number 2. Go to the center column reference, and it has the word pains. And I did the same thing. I went and looked up that word, and sure enough, the definition is pains. So you could say, surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, that particular word, stripes means blows that cut in. Has anybody here seen The Passion of the Christ, the movie? And you remember that scene where Jesus was being whipped. And you remember, it wasn't just a whip with some leather straps. It was a whip that had metal, could have glass, could have stone on there, sharpened. And it had just more than one strap. It had, well, at least 9 straps coming out of the main handle. And that's what was used to whip Jesus. So it really did cut into his back. And there was one scene in that movie, and it's probably very realistic. You remember the scene where it hit his back and it stuck in his back and then they had to rip it out? Well, I'm just trying to wake you up here a little bit in case you're... But it was not a pretty scene at all. And his back was hamburger meat, basically. I mean, it was tore up. And it says, so by his stripes we are healed. That the word to healed in the Hebrew is the word Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. Our healer. The word means mend, cure, repair, make whole, and it's the root word they use in the Hebrew for physician, for a doctor. So this scripture, and it's found in Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet, a seer. He's someone that God gave revelation to concerning the future. And this Isaiah was written in about 680 BC, about 700 years before Jesus. And so God showed Isaiah what was going to happen to God's son and showed him to him, but then also gave him revelation of the events that were going to happen and what it would mean. And so when this happened, Jesus, yes, at the cross, he bore our sins. And I'm glad. And the day that I was saved, all my sins were forgiven. They were wiped away. I am cleansed. And if I ever do make a mistake and I miss it, that's what sin is, missing the mark. Anybody here ever make a mistake? Thank God for 1 John 1:9. I can confess it, and according to His Word, I will be forgiven. And according to the records in heaven, the Bible says that we're justified just if I'd never sinned. And so I think many people have a revelation of that, but here it's talking about that Jesus bore stripes on His back for our healing, for us to be whole and for us to be healthy. And just like we have confidence that we're going to heaven, and just like we have confidence that our sins are forgiven, we need to have confidence concerning healing. Confidence in God's will. Does He want me well? Does He want me healthy? Because if you don't have confidence, how are you going to be able to pray? How are you going to be able to ask God if you don't know His will? I mean, if you're working in a job and you're wanting a raise, but you know maybe that your boss doesn't like you, or your boss is against you, or your boss is a hard person, and he never gives raises, are you going to have much confidence to go ask for a raise? Why? Because based on that person's character, you don't have boldness. But if you know the person, and you know they like you, and you know they're generous, and you know that they reward people based on performance, and you know you've been performing well, and I mean, you would have boldness, you would have confidence to go in and talk to that person. Well, it's the same thing for us today. We must have confidence in God and what His will is for us. And we need to know that by the stripes that were laid on Jesus, it was not only our sins, but our sicknesses. Jesus was our substitute. Just like you may use a substitute sweetener, you may have a substitute teacher. A substitute may come in the football game or the sporting event and substitute. What are they doing? They're replacing something. And Jesus was our substitute. Satan's plan was for us to die in our sins and spend eternity with Him. But thank God Jesus bore our sins and bore and carried our sicknesses and our pains. And by Him doing that, He substituted Himself. So we don't have to receive the punishment for our sins. But we don't have to walk in sickness and disease. He substituted Himself for us. Now the fulfillment of Isaiah 53, turn to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, and we'll read the fulfillment. There's so many prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the birth, the life of Jesus, His death, His resurrection. And here's the fulfillment of Isaiah 53. It's found in Matthew 18. Well, let's just start in verse 14. Now, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, He saw his wife's mother lying with a fever. She touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. And when evening had come, they brought to Him many who were demon-possessed, and He cast out the spirits with a word, and He healed all who were sick. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So I'm recommending to you today, to all of us, to get to know Jesus better. To get to know Him. To know Him as your Savior, but to know Him as your healer. And it will definitely help you in your life. It will change the way that you are living your life. Your confidence in God will grow dramatically. Why does our confidence grow? Because Jesus is the expression of God's will for us. When you read through the Gospels, Jesus is the expression of God's will for us. His life was a revelation and a manifestation of the unchanging love and the will of God. Jesus said, I come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of the one who sent me. Turn to John, just over a few chapters, John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 8. Philip said to Him, and this is a good question, Lord, show us the Father. What he's saying is, what is the Father like? What's the character of the Father? Talking about God. How will he respond in different situations? Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Jesus was a representation of God. In all that he did, he showed God's nature, he showed God's heart. And I think it's good for all of us is to begin to go through the Gospels and see Jesus as he really is, not based on anybody's opinion, not based on just what you heard back in Sunday school or preschool when you were a kid and some of the Bible stories, but get into the Scriptures and go to the Gospels and see Jesus as he really is and see what he did, because the things that he did represents God and represents God's nature and God's character, and you'll find out clearly whether it's God's will to heal today. Look over in Luke chapter 5. Because I deal with people going through sickness and disease all the time as a minister, and I deal with it, you know, on a pretty regular basis. And when you're dealing with folks, and you may be dealing with believers, so many times they believe that Jesus is the Savior, but so many times they're not confident in him as the healer. And the reason being is they haven't taken the time to look at what the Scriptures say, to build their confidence in that area. In Luke chapter 5, let's look at verse 12. And I love this. I love these passages here. And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus and fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He didn't know if Jesus was willing. He didn't know if it was God's will for him to be free. He didn't know if it was God's will for him to be healthy. But then Jesus, he put out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing. Don't you love that? I am willing. And immediately the leprosy left him. And whenever I'm struggling in any area in my body, and whenever sickness is trying to get a hold in my body, I think of this scripture all the time. And I go back and say, what's the Lord's will? And I just get in my mind and I say, look at Jesus and what's the Lord's will? And this is what I hear him saying to me. I am willing that you be healed. I am willing that you be whole. Now, I think many people believe that God has the ability to heal. But the question is, will he heal me? Now, let's just say that I'm a multimillionaire today. Wouldn't you like that? But let's just say that I had $1 million on a table. And $1 million in $100 bills. And you knew that I was a wealthy person, and you knew that that was my money. And let's just say there was 100 people here. And if I stood up and you saw my $1 million, and I said that I had the ability to give each of you $10,000, you would know that I had the ability, but you wouldn't have confidence that it's going to be for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm standing here, I have the money, and I said I want to give 100 people $10,000, but you don't have any confidence whether you're one of the 100. Now let's just say I'm, say 50. Same situation. Well, where do I fall? Or let's just say I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to give $10,000 to 50 people here today. Do you have confidence that it's you? You may be thinking, well, if I'm lucky, if it happens to be my day. But what happens if I stood up and there's 100 people here and I've got my $1 million here? I'm going to give each one of you $10,000. Now line up over here. I think there'd be a mad dash. I've got the $1 million. I'm telling you, I'm going to give 10,000 to each of you. Well, now you have confidence that you're the one that's going to receive. And I think there's many people today that feel that kind of concerning healing, is they know God will heal, but will God heal me? Well, you see, you don't realize what I've done. You don't understand the mistakes that I've made and how I've just messed up. And now, is that scriptural? Is it God's will that everyone be healed? Is it God's will for every believer to be healthy and to be whole? Are you convinced of that? And again, the confidence comes from God's will. The confidence comes in knowing Jesus. That if you know Jesus, you know his character, you know how he'll respond, you know that when sickness and disease comes, healing will come to meet it. That's God's plan. In Matthew chapter 4, it says this. It says, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people. All. Everybody say all. They brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Get to know this Jesus. Get to know Jesus as the healer. Matthew chapter 9 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. You're right there. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 40. And when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And so I just wanted to let you know today how Jesus feels about you being sick. He desires for every one of you to be well, to be healthy, to be strong. He's not happy. He's not trying to teach you anything from sickness and disease. He gets no pleasure out of you suffering. God as a father and me as a father, I get no pleasure out of my kids being sick. When they mess up or make a mistake, I don't break one of their arms to teach them a lesson. No, my heart as a father is for my kids to be healthy, to be strong, to be well. Well, how much more does God desire that for his kids? And I'm telling you today, I mean, this may be a message, it may be things you already know, but I'm telling you, sometimes we let things slip. Sometimes when you have pain in your body or when things come against you, you kind of just put up with it. Or, you know, well, I can get by. It's really okay. I mean, I can manage. It's really not that serious. But see, every time you do that, you're giving another inch and another open door for Satan to come into your life. And so when symptoms of sickness and disease come, or when there are no symptoms, you may be feeling healthy. I want to encourage you to feed yourself on God's Word and go to the Gospels and read about Jesus and find out about his character and his nature and get that in your heart so strongly where if sickness comes knocking on your door, you don't open the door. I don't have to have the flu if everyone else at work gets sick. I don't have to go through things. That's not God's will and God's plan for my life. And to know that, because again, if you don't know, how can you resist it? If you don't know, how can you pray? if you go to the hospital to pray for somebody for healing, where's your confidence? How will you know if, you know, that people say, well, if it be God's will, just like that man said, well, if it be God's will, if you pray that, God, whatever your will is, you know, manifest it in this hospital room today. There's no boldness, no confidence there. It's like the 50 in the crowd. You really don't know. Well, is God in a good mood today? Is God feeling good today? I mean, have I been good? Have I been praying and reading my Bible? Have I been watching Christian TV? You know, we get all these things in our mind, but really what it comes down to is a confidence in our heart. What is God's will for me? And I'm telling you today, it's God's will for every single person. I don't care how old you are, if you're young, old, whatever, a youth, senior citizen, whatever you are, this word says is God's will for you to be healthy and for to be healed. Matthew chapter 12 says, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 14:14, it says, and when Jesus went out and saw a great multitude, he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verse 34, and when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into the surrounding region and brought to him all who were sick and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. And the apostles carried the ministry of Jesus when they were in their ministry. Turn to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5 and verse 12. Acts 5 verse 12. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. So they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. And a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Every type of sickness, every type of disease, there's nothing too hard for God, nothing too difficult for him. Whatever the situation, it may be cancer, it may be a hangnail, it may be a cold, it may be, I mean, whatever. I don't care what it is. Is healing is for us, and it's for us today, and it's his will for us to be healed right now. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says, he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And as you read the New Testament, I want you to look for scriptures and find a place where Jesus ever turned anyone away. He never turned away one person. Every person that came to him wanting to be healed, he healed. And that's his nature and that's his character. And I love what it says in Hebrews, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Well, you may have this question, well, Pastor, well, then should I go to the doctor? Yes, you should go to the doctor. Of course, going to the doctor is for our good. Our doctors, most doctors now, it's like I want to say most preachers are righteous. Well, they're not all righteous, but most doctors are there for their good. They want to see people healed. But as you're going to the doctor and as you're using medicine, stay hooked up to the source of your healing. Jesus is the healer. Everybody say that. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is my healer. It's God's plan for me to be healed. It's God's plan for me to be healthy. It's God's plan for me to be strong. Amen. Let's stand, everybody.